Yeah, Matt, you all ready to recording there, Jeremy?
Yep, we're good to go.
Perfect. All right. Go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting for November 24th, 2020 to order. Hopefully you have a flag with you or near you, or if you can see the one of the flags around town or something. We'll go ahead and start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance.
The flag to the United States of America
and to the Republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, in liberty and justice for all.
Perfect. Excellent. Okay, next move on to public comment. We'll give just a minute or two to see if anybody else signs on. I'm not seeing anybody in the participation list, Jeremy, unless you notice anybody, but it looks like it's just us and staff.
Correct.
All right. Well, then we'll go on and move on then to agenda review. Is there any additions or subtractions that need to be made?
I have nothing.
If council has nothing, then I look for a motion to approve as written.
Councilman Tracy, I move to approve the agenda as written.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as written. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Buffington, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Feltman, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Agenda is adopted. Move on then to the consent agenda. Look for motion to approve the consent agenda.
Councilman Buckton, I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Councilman Tracy, second.
Moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Buckton, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Feltman, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Consent agenda is passed. Move on to old city business building permit for Kevin Subart. I thought Ron is on now. So Ron, if you want to run a sewer, unless Jeremy, you want to tee it up.
Oh, go ahead, Ron.
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yep.
Great. Mayor, members of the council, Mr. Grunhagen, thank you so much for having me this evening. It's always a pleasure to be here. We are, of course, going to speak about a property that you're familiar with. I want to be succinct and say that that there has been some open communication between the property owner and our inspection agents. Ultimately, he has not corrected what he's been asked to correct. And that sort of brings us to a decision point. It's not one that has not been before you previously. You've been, I'm sure, thought about this previously, but certainly it's worth considering again how you want to move forward. And in that respect, I'll give you an analogy or a saying in litigation that I've come across a couple of times. It may help to put things into perspective. The first is in regards to negotiation in trials. And that is if you're not losing, you're not trying enough cases. And of course, that's a more aggressive perspective in litigation. The other end of that spectrum is a bad deal is better than a good trial. And that's also a very risk-averse position. Generally, most people are somewhere in between those. And I would suggest that staff, Inspect and Mr. Grunhagen and council have been very, very reasonable and have given Mr. The property owner at Railroad Street a substantial period of time to come into compliance. I believe that the permit is still outstanding and not perfected. So the decision point is before you. You may certainly give the owner more time to come into compliance. And at this point, there is certainly, I believe, probable cause for a charge for failure to get the appropriate permit before doing the work on the property that is we know has been done. And so that's a policy decision that's before you. I'm happy to answer some questions on that and in any other subtopic that you would like regarding the property and what we've been doing there.
Council, any questions for Ron? I know we've been at this for quite some time. We've had a lot of communication with this particular business owner in that. So what is the thoughts of the council as far as what we would like to do as next moves?
Councilman Poplar here, I say let's prosecute because we have to set an example. If anybody can come into town and just basically not follow rules and guidelines through the state of Minnesota and property permits and stuff like that, then we're just going to let everybody else do whatever they want to do. So I say let's just get this over with and prosecute.
Any other council members wish to opine on this particular topic?
Oh man, does anybody, what are we going to be looking at for legal fees here? Does anybody, is there a ballpark figure on?
So mayor, members of the council, I can address that and to say that I don't know that we have any other specific fee that is outside the fee schedule that I think that you've already had. What I think is that there's a point where I'm sort of on the sidelines and consulting and advising and taking a look at the law in an advisory capacity and sort of preparing for a possible litigation, which is always in the back of your mind when you know something like this is going on. And then of course the cost of actually going through it. And I think that at some point the cost of shepherding things along without the litigation can rise close to the level of the cost of the litigation. And it's not to say that that's a bad way to address funds because compliance here is the ultimate goal. And if you can achieve compliance, that's it's good. And however the strategy, I think it goes. And so if you look at it that way, I think that you do your own assessment in that it's a risk assessment and there's no crystal ball to decide it's going to cost exactly this or not. A lot of that depends certainly if someone were to be charged and then all of a sudden have a wake-up call on their end and say, you know, this is serious and I really got to do this, and then all of a sudden brings everything into compliance. There's nothing that says that we have to proceed with like a trial or further litigation. We can settle the matter having been satisfied with that performance and perhaps a reasonable fine or attorney's fees or something to that effect. Those are all factors that are up in the air. They're never certain, and I can't make you any guarantees on that. It's a terrible non-answer, I'm sure I know.
Ron, this is Mayor Lund. Just if I could read between the lines of what you said there, though, it does sound if we were to move forward with prosecution, and it did get suffice to what we were originally wanting to prior to prosecution being taken place or being completed, that there may be an opportunity that we could go back to this particular person and ask for some costs, some legal fees. Did I hear you correct on that?
Yes, if it is charged out as a misdemeanor, let's say, as an example, there is a standard fine and court surcharge that applies to those kinds of offenses and misdemeanors charged in the state of Minnesota. They have up to $1,000 in fines, depending on, of course, the magistrate, the judge. So if the judge accepts our, settlement agreement and that involves that amount of fine, that there's a whole scheme about how that gets turned around and comes back to the city or not. And that's a topic for another night. But there is also the possibility that if we were to settle, that you can ask for fees. Again, that is subject to how you negotiate with the other side, what they're willing to accept, what the court is willing to accept. And then, of course, in terms of strategy, you have to be willing to, just like anything, draw a line in the sand. And if they're not willing to accept something reasonable, simply proceed to trial and attempt to obtain the conviction for what it's worth, even if you are not going to get the settlement that you would have wanted. So just because we can get something and we can ask for something doesn't mean that we're guaranteed to get it. But yes, the short answer is you can ask for attorney's fees in a criminal prosecution or a prosecution of this kind.
Okay. Counsel, any additional questions or any additional thoughts? I mean, we have been at this, like I say, for quite some time, longer than we probably would normally be at something like this.
And counsel, just so you're aware, this year alone, we've already spent about $3,100 on this matter.
Right, and it's just going to, Councilman Poplar, it's just going to get worse. He's just playing right now a game, and I think he's just waiting for us to just bow down. And like I said, if somebody else puts a building permit, they'll say, hey, this guy didn't have a building permit, so or a permit to do such and such a project. Why should I have to? You know, it's just going to be that game that everybody's going to be playing.
Yeah, this is Councilman Tracy. I agree. It's just super frustrating to always have to go to these lengths to get anything done with certain residents. But yeah, I mean, I feel like our hand is basically forced here, as frustrating as it is. It's our only option.
This is Councilman Feltman. I agree with Councilman Tracy and Councilor Poplar. We can't let this stuff go on. We've let stuff in this town go too far the way it is already, and we've just been picking and choosing our bigger matters. And now, as you all know, we've got smaller matters too that are coming up to bite us in the backside. So. I mean, I guess we got to take care of the little matters along with the big matters as things go. But yeah, we've let this go way too long. So I agree with them.
Hey, Jeremy, just want to take a really quick look in the waiting room, make sure that no one's sitting in the waiting room.
I have no one, Chris.
Okay, perfect. Any thoughts from you, Councilman Buckentine?
Oh, I'm agreeing with what they're saying.
Okay. So from what I'm hearing, it sounds like we want to move forward with it. I would like to entertain a motion to do that.
And Mayor, members of the council, perhaps before the motion is made, I would just like clarify the discretion in regards to the manner in which we pursue prosecution. There are several avenues or strategies I think that can proceed. It's not uncommon. I've been a prosecutor for other municipalities. I've looked at other civil matters. It is not uncommon to give discretion in that regard, charging discretion and a strategy discretion to counsel and to staff. And so I just want to clarify that I did have that discretion, and then we can proceed without having to feel like it's absolutely necessary to perhaps ping you. And of course, in the middle of litigation, even though we're speaking candidly now, it is probably not the best to have a open meeting about strategy, and having to avoid a closed meeting for that reason is also probably more efficient. So yeah, I just want that clarified.
I would concur with that, Ron. I don't see any reason why we wouldn't want to give prosecution the discretion to be able to follow whatever avenues are out there for resolution.
Okay. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
I believe I thought I heard someone starting to make a motion.
Councilman Poplar make a motion to proceed with litigation with Siebert, or the residents of Railroad Street.
Councilman Feldman, seconded.
Moved and seconded to proceed with prosecution for the 340 Railroad Street property. Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Buffingham.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Feldman, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose? Passes. And so, Ron, I would just ask then for you to stay in communication with Jeremy, which I'm sure you would do anyway. And if there's anything that needs to come up, we could use the personnel committee as a sounding board for strategy and then bring it to the council if we need to on a closed session.
Very good, Mayor. Members of the council, thank you. I appreciate the direction this evening. It's always a pleasure to be before all of you. And I look forward to giving you an update on this matter, perhaps in the next couple of meetings.
Excellent. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
All right, we'll move on then to the next item of Old City Business. Due to some changes, thoughts, and processes, I guess, that took place over the last 14 days, the we will need to have a special meeting so we have enough time to put the variance request in the paper. I got that correct, right, Jeremy?
Yeah, so what it was is we had already kind of at the last meeting set for this public hearing. And then I was informed they wanted to just try to avoid the variance that they were requesting. So I didn't do any publication. And then this Monday, I was informed that they would like to proceed with the easement, for they would like to keep, you know, the garage uniform there, because originally he was looking to build the addition 5 feet off the lot line. Now he would just like to build up to the property lot line. The other thing we had discussed is they were looking to do a 15-foot roof line, you know, go above that. Our ordinances don't allow anything over 15 feet for a detached garage. And so he's come up with an alternative there to maybe do an offset by digging the floor low. So but they're still looking for a 5-foot variance off the lot line of the alley there to do the garage. What we're looking at now is holding another meeting in December to do this, and it would either be the 15th or the 22nd.
Jeremy, this is Councilman Feldman. Who's this garage for?
It is for 420 Henrietta Avenue.
I guess I'm not familiar with where, give me an idea where that would be.
The alley next to Gene Steer. Across from Gene Steer.
Oh, okay. Got it now. Jeremy, with him running it right up to the lot line, though, on is it against the alley? Is that where he wants to put it, right up against the lot line?
Correct. I mean, what he has existing garage there. I don't know if anybody's on computer, but I'm sharing the screen with you. Although the county GIS is a little off there, because he's had it surveyed, but he's basically like 6 inches off the lot line with his existing garage. And he just wants to extend that.
Okay, I'm well aware of where it is and stuff. And he just so he's aware that if he puts up a new garage in that, when the loader comes through for plowing snow and that he, when the snow gets deep once in a while, she pushes up against his garage. You better have a sturdy wall against there, because there's really no place to go with that snow.
I can make him aware of that.
So what I would look for right now, unless anybody has any other questions, is a motion to move the public hearing for the 420 Henrietta Avenue variance request from December 8th at 7 o'clock to either the 15th or the 22nd. Either day will work for me. I don't know if anybody has a preference. I know the 22nd is the week of Christmas. I don't know what people's plans are or anything like that, but
so it's just to clarify here, is this a third meeting for December?
Well, we'd have the budget meeting on the 1st, and then our regular meeting on the 8th, and then this would be either a second council meeting on the 22nd, we could classify it as, or a special meeting on the 15th.
Councilman Feltman, okay. How soon does he want to get going with this garage and stuff?
Well, you know, and that's where I've had a hard read on, because I've been dealing with this for, you know, almost going back and forth for a good month here on this. And they seem to be having a hard time getting information for, you know, the rafters they want to do. So they want to be able to go as soon as they are able to kind of iron everything out as far as lumber. But yet, you know, we all know it's winter, and I don't know, you know, it's always hard to make judgment when you got winter, you know, extreme winter, at least knocking on the door here in about a month.
I would take it he probably plans on digging in footings in that, right?
Yeah. You'd want to get that done before frost, so.
Councilman Feltman, it don't make me any difference. I can just say when you want to have the meeting and we can, I'm free.
Councilman Poplar, same here, 15th, 22nd, really does not matter for me also.
It doesn't matter for me either.
Just with consensus, then just maybe hold a second meeting on the 22nd.
That works for me, Councilman Poplar.
I'm all for that, Councilman Feltman.
Councilman Tracy, that works for me too.
Councilman Rothstein, yep.
All right. So then I'd entertain a motion for a public hearing for 420 Henrietta Avenue to be held on December 22nd, 2020 at 7 p.m. with the second council meeting to follow.
Councilman Tracy, make a motion to move the hearing for 420 Henrietta Avenue to the 22nd of December at 7 o'clock with the second council meeting to follow.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
It's moved and seconded to move the public hearing for 420 Henrietta Avenue variance request from December 8th at 7 o'clock to December 22nd at 7 o'clock with the second council meeting to follow. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Buckton, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Feltman, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Plan on another Zoom meeting on the 22nd. Move on then to new city business, the park food stand. Hopefully everybody had a chance to see the two estimates that were in the package. I don't know if we had any other ones that came in, but it does look like one was significantly lower than the other. I don't know if there was any major difference. I didn't notice any major difference, but I don't know if anybody had any other questions or thoughts.
Mayor and Council, I just confirmed with Dan Elfke that it would include the demo of existing shingles, new edging around perimeter of roof, eaves, overhangs, and roof ventilation included. So you pretty much are a match.
That Studeman has gutters on there.
Dan did not include gutters. I don't know that there's a need for gutters. What the new gutter edge metal.
Councilman Feltman, I wouldn't think we would need gutters on there with the trees in that down there. Schulze's got enough to do without cleaning out gutters too yet. Climbing ladders and taking a possibility of a fall.
I guess, I mean, I can confer back to Sudeman Construction to see to remove the gutters. So we have apples for apples.
I don't think it would even be that much difference. I think Dan would still be cheaper.
You know, and that, the also thing is Dan's got, you know, $100 for a permit allowance in there too versus Sudeman doesn't. Looking at a difference of about $600.
Are we, Councilman Feltman, are we looking for a motion here on either one of those two, or
what's yeah, and I don't know when they'll get to, if they'll even get to it this year. I mean, it took me months just to get two estimates. It was more than months, to be honest. You know, I just want to get this approved. So worst case scenario, if the weather stays nice, maybe they can get it done this year, but that it gets done right away next spring.
That way we know we've got it in our budget too, correct?
Correct.
Well, if there's no other wishes with the other three of my council members, I say we just make a motion that we give it to Dan Elke Construction to do it.
Councilman Tracy, second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to award. Just trying to thumb down to it again here. To award the park shelter roofing project to Dan Elke for a total of $7,305.15. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Buckton, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Feltman, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Motion passes. So, Jeremy, if you want to let them know.
I will do that.
Perfect. Move then on to the next item of the business. Stop signs on the corner of George Street and David Avenue.
So I've had some word from residents, mainly about increased traffic and speeding on George Street now that that's been looped on George Street and Donald Avenue there. And a few of the residents have asked if it would be okay or if the city would consider putting up stop signs on the corner, you know, of the intersections of George and David Avenue. There are stop signs there already on David Avenue, but what they were looking to put stop signs on George Street to slow traffic, similar to what we have on Brad Street there too, where we have a stop sign, I believe, which is at David.
Council, thoughts on the request from the residents at that end of the block?
Councilman Poplar, put them up. If that's what our residents need to slow traffic down to keep their children safe and people safe, put them up.
Councilman Tracy, I agree. People don't need to be racing around those neighborhoods.
I would then would look for a motion if unless there's other opinion on a different method.
Councilman Poplar, make a motion to put stop signs on George Street.
Councilman Tracy, second.
Just a point of clarification, Councilman Poplar, you mean at the corner there, George and David, right?
Yes, stop sign, George and David.
It's been moved and seconded to put stop signs at the intersection of George Street and David Avenue. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Bogdan, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Feltman, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Jeremy, I don't know if that's something that we'd work with the county, or I don't know how we get those, but.
Yeah, I'll have Greg pair with the county to get some signs.
Okay. Next item for new business, special meeting for budget workshop, December 1st, 2019, at 7 o'clock. Are we looking to make a motion to hold that, or I thought we already
We already did. Just a reminder.
Okay. Okay, then we'll move on then to the 2020 final budget, 2020 final property tax levy. I'll let you take it over there.
Okay, so first thing I want to point out is with health insurance. So what we're looking at for health insurance for December 2020 through November 2021, roughly about a 2.84% increase. One of the things that helped that it was about 4.8, but we ended up getting a COVID credit for the December month here. So when you factor that in, about the overall increase for our next contract came in at about 2.84%. Other things, so then I'll jump into the city fee schedule. So I don't know if I necessarily have many changes other than maybe looking at water rates, which I can jump into with the budget here a little bit. But other than that, unless council sees any reason to raise any of the other rates, you know, especially with COVID lingering and layoffs and et cetera, et cetera. You know, real need to increase any rates and fees other than probably we're looking at water fund increases, water rates. Council have any thoughts or concerns or questions as far as the fee schedule?
I think just keep the fees, like you said, Councilman Poplar here, keep the fees where they're at.
Councilman Tracy, I agree.
The only thing, this is Mary Lynn, the only thing I would say, Jeremy, is just double check the 2021 IRS rate for mileage.
Yeah, I did look for that, and it's not out yet.
Okay. That would be the only other thing that I would say, but I would agree with the other two council members, unless Councilman Buckentine or Feltman had strong reservations in making some other change to things.
Nope.
No, I am not, Mayor.
If the IRS rate ain't out, I'll just put 2021 IRS rate.
Yeah, I think that would work.
Okay, so then I will. I don't know if anybody's following along on screen or not, but so with the budget, we have the budget meeting. I've pretty much gone through the whole budget. The only thing I'm looking left to do is complete, you know, my rough estimate actual for the end of the year so we can see where we're at for 2020. Just going through the budget, you know, obviously, if we set wages tonight, then we can add that in and work with that. Other necessary changes I've made. One of the things I wanted to go through was we're roughly right now sitting at around $40,000 in legal fees this year. Frustrating thing is legal fees, period, over the past number of years is I mean, it's high. And if we continue to have issues, even other issues in this litigation, is council comfortable with that 30,000 or 20,000?
You know, Jeremy, right now it's really hard to say with this COVID, how far out of COVID is going to back down. Because the people can assure that this council will not back down. We will not let riffraff into this town and let people get by doing by what they want to do. They're going to follow the rules and the regulations, especially when there's rules set by the state. It wouldn't be so bad if it would be city rules yet, but these are state rules with these building permits and stuff. This costing the city, the taxpayers of this city, a lot of money, and I hope the people that are listening to this and are too afraid to turn on or whatever, but I try to get it out as much as I can of what's happening in the city. For the simple reason is there's a lot of people that just don't give a darn about what is going on, but yet they want to complain about their taxes and they want to complain about this and they want to complain about that. So it's time that people start to realize where their money is truly going.
I mean, when you look at 50,000 dollars, if we approach that this year, you know, that's about a 9% tax increase just in legal fees alone.
But Councilman Poplar, yeah, that's sad. That's sad to say that a few residents in this town can make everybody else's taxes go up just because they choose not to follow rules and laws.
I don't think any decisions need to be made tonight, but I just wanted to go over the budget to point out the big major things. Also on general government buildings, you know, we have $5,500 budgeted. $3,500 is for trees. We have $2,000 for a grapple bucket. Like Bobcat tires we have, you know, in the budget. But, you know, them are necessity type things. Policing will remain the same for 2021, which is nice. The other big items we had is we have 4 radar signs. Basically, for all ends of towns, you know, if we want to keep taxes down, that's something we can look at doing 2 this year, and then maybe 2 next year. Seal coating. So we got basically looking to seal coat Sheely Railroad Street. Possibly look at the condition of the baseball road for the baseball park. So we'll kind of assess that portion of the seal coating, but I have some monies in there for that. Another big one, you know, we've bumped the part-time help, which will dictate on our public works direction for 2021. Another thing we've added for parks budget is about $3,000 for cameras, which I think we've just gotten to the point there again with a certain few in town that continue to wreak havoc in the park and areas. Other things, we have monies in the budget for the hall for replacing the flooring on the bar side, back steps, LED lights on the ramp. Then also with the hall, we have $5,200 budgeted for the generator at the hall. And then kind of the biggest ticket item we have for next year that kind of ties into the general fund and the water fund is roughly about $40,000. I don't know if anybody's on screen or can kind of follow, highlight it there, for transfer basically to the water fund. And that would be for the demo of the old water tower and to do some piping there too. So what we'd like to do is get all the piping underground, because right now we have a small hatch where there's a shutoff that is only about probably 3 feet deep in open air. We have a heater in there. We'd like to get that corrected, get that all below frost level, and straight pipe that to the hydrant that is there on Railroad Street. Then we'll kind of complete that project. And that's kind of what I've estimates I've gotten, you know, with talking with our engineers, is about 40 grand. One of the other things I want to point out here is, if you're on screen, you can see, you know, I see an error here somewhere. Why the year end not be? Oh yeah, or that column. But we're at roughly about, you know, $460,000 in our general fund rate. 50% cash flow would be, you know, half that. And when you take into account what I look at, we have for cash flow is about $164,000. And then expenses I need to account for, you know, in the 19 through 21 budget here is about $81,000. So we have roughly about $83,000. I say that it's free to either look at reducing taxes or using that money for, you know, other projects, or simply just putting that away for future streets projects, which I would look at. One of the things I've looked at is using half that money for demo of the water tower. So that would come out of city reserves. That way it doesn't impact the water fund or the taxes too much. And then with the remaining, you know, about 43,000, I would add money as a transfer into the city maintenance streets fund. For the reason being, I don't know what our probability of getting any LGA is for 2021. Very slim to probably none. So that's just a quick wrap up of the general fund. I don't know if council has any questions or items they would like to discuss.
Councilman Feltman, Jeremy, do we still plan on going ahead with our street, 5-year street project the way we were talking, or are we going to cut some of that back to because of our lawyer fees and that are getting up there so high?
Well, one of the things I thought is we did extensive patching this year. And knock on wood, I'd like to believe we can push that plan out one more year. So not plan on doing anything in 2021. See what 2021 brings us. And then restart that plan again into the budget process in 2022. And hopefully maybe by the end of 2021, we'll have an idea of what's going to happen with LGA. Because really, the way we funded our street improvements is by using LGA monies.
I haven't looked or don't have it. How much do we have on the books for outstanding water bills?
Typically, that runs around $2,000 to $3,000. Sometimes it gets up to about 5-6. Maybe Tamara can pipe in a little more here if she's familiar with numbers on a monthly basis. I don't have nothing in front of me right now to give you kind of an exact idea. I can look back at last month. I think we had a dip in there. So it looks like we went through October there. Well, the amount past due is about $5,800.
Yeah, this I I just wish there was something or some magic ball that we knew how to get the people to pay their water bill. And this would help a lot out too with the water tower and stuff. And so we could get that money to where it needs to be instead of being a banker.
Yeah, if you ever figure that out, please tip me and Tamara off.
Yeah, I will let you, I'll let you know.
This year's been especially hard though with the COVID and the rules to not charge for those few months and or shut people off.
Yeah, so what do you think, Tamara? Would you say it's probably maybe a couple grand more due to that?
Yeah, I would say so. I think it usually averages about, I'm going to say like 3,400, but again, I haven't been to work for a little while, so my brain might not be in the right mode, but I think it's usually about 3,400.
That's about right. Ballpark anyways.
Well, Council, if anybody has any other questions in regards to the budget items, just let Jeremy know and then we can discuss them on the first when we do our budget workshop and really hammer everything out at that time. So that way when we do the truth and lending on the 8th and have the meeting on the 8th, we just have to, all we have to do is just make a motion and nothing else is needed, unless there's anything else you needed us to touch on tonight, Jeremy.
The only other thing I wanted to touch on is just that everybody looks at, I've added another tab and it's water forecasts. So kind of a, you know, a cash flow analysis here. And kind of what I've looked at, you go into the utility rates. I hate to go back on it, but I know we talked, we were hoping to maybe do the water tower with only, you know, about a 2% increase, you know, over a few years. But right now I'm looking at that's more going to be towards 4%, just to the fact that in the last year and a half with the water fund, I mean, we've had a number of big repairs, you know, 48,000 and 24,000 again this year. Some of them are due to, you know, some water main breaks, which we did budget, but, you know, as you can see, you know, we're a good, you know, let's see, 3,000 dollars over in expenses, and those biggest expenses were the casings that we had to redo on the wells 2A and 3, you know, and replacing one of the pumps too. So that's kind of hurt the water fund a little bit, hence the reason where I'd be looking at about a 4% increase, which if you look at that, it's, you know, average user, 3,000 to 4,000, it's going to be about $3. Other rates, I think we're good. One of the nice things was is we were able to build up our stormwater fund this year. And basically with that was due to the refinancing of the bonds. So that allowed us kind of to skip a principal payment. So we're probably going to gain, you know, in 2020 here, about 55,000 into that fund, which I think we can just bankroll, keep in there for a future project. But yet that allows us to then not have to increase those rates. And I think the sewer fund's healthy enough that we can remain those rates the same. But I really tried to put some work into this with creating a, you know, a forecast here, and always try to look at the past few, 3 years to see what we're looking at. I think bottom line, water fund, we'd be looking at probably about a 4%. And if you look at the forecast, you can see, you know, where we'll be at surplus a few years. And then we'll run a quite deficit. But what I was trying to do is do a wash, get through 2024 where the wells and the water treatment plant that comes off. And also, just so you're aware, what's accounted in there is the reserves also that we have. So we have $59,000 in reserves. So over the next 2-3 years, we'd be using those reserves to help offset any major increases. So that's really all I have, unless council has anything else. Also, feel free to, if you think of something, to just email me when you think of it, or give me a call and we can work it in or add it to the wish list.
Excellent. Council, any last questions, or otherwise we'll move on? Okay, hearing none, then we'll move on to City Council reports. Start with Councilman Buckentin.
I have nothing.
Councilman Tracy.
I have nothing.
Councilman Feltman.
I have nothing.
Councilman Poplar.
Nothing.
And I don't have anything new to report. I did that. We did the newsletter last week, so I had enough stuff in there that I didn't have anything new to report this time. So then at this point in time, what I would look for is a motion to recess the city council meeting, and then we would go ahead and move to a closed meeting for the purposes of employee evaluations, unless any of the employees wanted to not be in a closed session.
I'm fine having mine open.
I'll be closed.
Okay. Then what I would look for then is, suppose we could start with Tamara and not recess, right, Jeremy, since she's okay with it being open?
Yep.
Okay. Why don't we do that?
I guess I put the crinkle in my plan, but unless Tamara's okay, I don't think anybody else on anyways. I was just going to pop up the employee reviews on the screen here. I don't know if everybody has access to that.
I think Tim's the only one who's not on the Zoom meeting. Unless, Tim, are you able to see on your phone the stuff that Jeremy's putting up?
No, I could not. I tried last time I could do that, but this time the link wouldn't open up. I don't know what happened, so I had to call in on my type in the number and go that route. So I don't know what happened, but.
Camera's all right. I can just read off.
Yeah, I'm fine. Fine with however you want to do it.
Okay. All right. Well, if we're ready, for 2020 review for Tamara Brock. Quality work, knowledge of job skills. Got Tamara, meeting expectation there. She does a good job learning aspects of the job. Just comments I made is see Tamara expand her role. efficient and productive there. Also, she meets expectations. Just I recommend receipts, bills entered on a daily basis as time permits, ensure accuracy, which I believe Tamara has improved on that this year. She's done a good job on getting receipts and billings in on time this year. Just one of the other comments I had, just make sure double check work for accuracy. Dependable, reliable. There, Tamara is very reliable. She exceeds expectations. I apologize. I forgot to look at the hours per week that she's put in, but I'd have to think this year it's probably closer to 30 hours a week. Tamara, would you say?
Sorry, I was muted. 30 to 34, so probably like 32.
Yeah, I'd probably say that. And a lot of that due to probably the weekly newsletter. That's about 2 to 3 hours a week.
Yeah, weekly newsletter. And then, like you said before, we had three elections this year, too.
Yeah, three elections. And also, you did a lot of research for some of the litigation.
Yep.
Public contact. There, that's where Tamara shines. I mean, she interacts, communicates in a positive manner with staff and public. It's always, you know, like I said, in good manner, communicating with the public. Given her, consistently exceeds expectations. Here's the city policies. We haven't had no city policy questions, concerns, or anything raised there. So there. Initiative industrious, takes direction, meeting expectations, to exceeds expectations. You know, just basically there. I think this year, you know, a good thing Tamara did was being involved in with COVID, with the newsletters. I think Tamara's done a really good job with the newsletters. We've gotten a lot of compliments on them. And also just her role also in doing a lot of research to the litigation. Been very helpful to me. Staff relations there too, exceeds expectations, to consistently exceeds expectations. All staff members in a polite, professional manner. Accepts change, exceeds expectations. It's flexible in a work, accepts change in a positive manner. Cooperation, teamwork, same. Flow of information, communication, same there, proficient in communicating information to staff. Utility billing. I think Tamara's done a good job in doing the utility billings. The only thing we've run into, and me and Tamara kind of talked about it, was just we maybe need to set up a meeting with CORE in Maine to go over some of the spreadsheets that were created for us in order for uploading and downloading information from the handheld when Greg goes out to get the meter. We've just had a few issues with that. So I just encourage Tamara to work with Kirk with CORE in Maine on that. City council meetings. Tamara's done a good job of completing minutes in a timely manner this year. I mean, she's usually got them done within the end of the week. So that's good and positive. There, she's slightly exceeding expectations there. Record keeping, I think Tamara's improved here. Just one of the things, you know, I talked to Tamara about was just to make sure, double check work, make sure receipts and bills are entered correctly in the QuickBooks, the claims list. It's really been minor things this year, to be honest. And some examples would be is just where we've looked at a receipt and we get a discount on the invoice and we enter the receipt amount. What other thing? Well, just like dates. Sometimes it's dated like 10/3. So I think maybe when the program pops up, just double check that to make sure. If you're entering on 10/3 and the receipts were for 9/30, to just make sure that you're that way. Just small little things like that. Those little things help save me time. Like I said, I think she's improved on entering the receipts and billings in a timely manner this year. She's done a good job on that. I think we continue to, you know, work with more programs. And one of the biggest things has been MinSpec with the building permits. That's been a big one for us to get used to. Tamara's done a good job in researching information for the city. She's also done a great job with the weekly newsletters in 2020. So that was what I had for her accomplishments and new abilities. Specific areas of improvement, like to see Tamara work on data entry, making sure that items are entered into QuickBooks and claims list for accuracy. And then just, you know, encouraged to work with any programs we have that provide assistance for utility billing and for CORE in Maine. And the thing would just be is that we somehow get that program down for the handheld reading. probably recommendations for professional development. The biggest thing I got is just highly recommend Tamara, you know, maybe go to the Minnesota Clerk Finance Officers Association or Leaks or Orientation Conference in 2021. Additional comments, recommendations. Personally, I just love the positive and attitude that Tamara has with the public. Does an excellent job communicating with the public. And also just that she continues to work with myself and Greg in expanding her role. I don't know if, Tamara, there's anything, you know, I apologize that these, we do them once a year. I may miss some things. If there's any accomplishments or any things or changes, or I know sometimes they get repetitive, but if there is anything, yes.
No, I think we've touched everything. I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Council, have any comments?
This is Mayor Lund. I guess I'll start off if, and if anybody else has any additional comments after that, feel free to pipe in. I just want to thank Tamara for encouraging and the newsletter to be as frequent as we have been doing it this year. COVID definitely has given us many curveballs throughout the year, and more so lately than at the start. But at the same token, I think we've done a really good job as a staff and communicating the information out in a timely manner as we move forward. I don't foresee that we're going to increase the number of newsletters. And maybe once COVID finally gets further in the rearview mirror, we'll see, not as many, because I can only imagine. I know how much time I put in to my portion of it, and my portion is very small compared to what Tamara does with the rest of it. So I want to thank you for putting those together and encouraging us to do them more frequently, and then also helping with when it was a good time to start dialing them back.
Councilman Feltman here. Thank you for your hard work, Tamara. Keep up the good job.
Thank you, Scott.
Councilman Poplar as well, Tamara. Good job for your work.
Thank you.
Any other comments or anything that you would want to add, Tamara, that maybe hasn't already been added?
No, I guess I just, I'm always willing to do what's needed and thinking about the newsletters. I know that I've drove to get the paper from Franklin Printing. When we started doing the newsletter more frequently, I got smart and had the guy order like 5,000 sheets of paper at once. we're almost through with that, I think, now. So we'll have to probably order some more. But if I needed that paper, I'm willing and to drive to go get it. And, same with like the elections. I like to make sure that, everyone's got their breakfast foods and I don't know. I enjoy my job, and I'm thankful for my job. So thank you.
Excellent. Yeah. I think we only maybe probably have two, possibly three, depending on how the weeks fall, of newsletters left for the 2020 session, but we probably just only need two, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. We can discuss that as we move forward throughout the rest of this year and that.
Okay.
Good.
Well, I'll be back to work on Monday. It's been a rough month and a half for me. And it's really frustrating for me to not be on top of everything at my desk there, but I'll try to get, you know, back in this, into the swing of things and getting all the water bills, the payments entered when I come back on Monday.
I've tried to do the best I can. I think the only thing I haven't been able to keep up on is the water bills. So,
yeah, no,
there's a small anthill starting to grow on water bills.
No, and you have so much on your plate. I don't expect you to even worry about those checks and stuff. So, I'll get it under control.
Excellent. I think all of us are in the understanding of elements that took place. That's, you know, those things happen. We are in the winter of COVID. So, and then who knows? I mean, we have the flu season to tackle on top of this now. So who knows where it's going to go for the next 3 or 4 months.
Yeah. Well, hopefully no more internal body organ issues.
Yeah, I think you and maybe a council member could probably put a book together in regards to some of those type of things that took place in 2020.
Yeah.
Well, excellent. If there's nothing else, then we will then move on to Mr. Schultz. At this time, though, I will need, and Jeremy, I'm assuming you're going to want to put yours on the in a closed session as well, right?
Correct.
Okay, so then we'll need to a motion to recess the city council meeting and then a motion to follow after that to close the meeting for employee evaluations for Greg and Jeremy.
Councilman Treese, I move to recess the city council meeting.
Councilman Poplar, second.
It's been moved and seconded to recess the city council meeting. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Bucatini, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Feltman, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. City Council meeting is in recess. Now I'll need a motion to close the meeting for employee evaluations for Mr. Schultz and Mr. Grunhagen.
Councilman Buckton, I make a motion to close meetings for employee evaluations for Jeremy and Greg.
Councilman Poplar, second.
We're moving seconded to close to close the meeting for the purpose of employee evaluations of Greg and Jeremy. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Buckton, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Feltman, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. We are now in a closed meeting as